Come on. I'm Michelle McNabb, Librarian Manager of the Family History and Genealogy Center at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. This is part 9 of Paulus F. Falk's recollections of attending Elkhorn College nearly a century ago. It is December of 1912, and Paulus once again has been bitten by the basketball bug. This term, we had no gymnastics as competition for the gym. It was at our disposal whenever we wanted it. Our practicing was done after classes while there was still daylight, as we had no illumination in the gym. We also practiced on Saturdays and on Sunday afternoons. The first team was composed of Chris Stube, Victor Stube, Louis Jorgensen, Gerhard Kierkegaard, and myself. My teammates chose me as captain, and I set up a training schedule. Jorgensen, Kierkegaard, and I were to jog at least a half mile back and forth every day before breakfast. The Stube brothers lived about 1 mile from the college, so they were to jog in every day. Besides this, we were to shoot baskets at least 15 minutes per day in our spare time. The time after classes was to be used for practice drills and skirmishing with the second team. Saturday was our special day, for then we had daylight in which to work. And sometimes on Sunday afternoons, a bunch from town came up to give us a workout. These were older fellows with considerably more experience than our second team, so they could give us a better workout. My sister was instrumental in organizing a group of 4 girls as cheerleaders. They also composed some yells for us and drilled the rest of the bunch in them. Our favorite was as follows. E-L-K-H-O-R-N-U-R-way, Hawkeye, Hawkeye, I-O-way, Zizzacracker, Bizzacracker, Biz Boom Rah, Elkhorn College, Rah, Rah, Rah. Whenever the boys came up from town, the girls were out practicing the yells, as there was generally quite a group of students out to watch the exhibitions. The first game we had took place just before our Christmas vacation and was with Exira High School, at Exira, about 10 miles east of Elkhorn. Our transportation was via horse-drawn carriage on a bitter cold night. Their gym was smaller than ours, with a very low ceiling. However, they had electricity in their building, so their lighting system was far superior to ours. We used their ball, as it was far better than ours, but we won that game easily. Right after the 1st of January, Mr. Debble received a letter from Mr. Gaidu, commercial instructor and coach at Dana College, asking for games with EHC at Elkhorn and at Blair, each team to be guaranteed their train fare. It was undoubtedly my old school teammate, Alfred Peterson, son of Banker Peterson of Elkhorn, who instigated this correspondence. We gladly accepted their invitation, and the first game was to be held at Elkhorn. Again, we had to prepare the gym for an evening game. This meant locating gasoline torches to light the gym. The task was considerably easier this time than in 1910, for I knew where we had secured them before. I contacted those people, they still had them, and they were still all in working order. This task completed, we practiced every night for an hour after supper. Mr. Debble thought we were making good progress and should be able to make them earn their points. Prior to the game, I had asked Mr. Debble to referee one half. He said he would not do this, as Mr. Gaidu was an experienced player and a coach of many years and would perform much better than he could. So Mr. Gaidu refereed the game, and we had no complaints. Before we started, Mr. Gaidu looked at our ball. He then showed me theirs, which was comparatively new, and asked me if we had any objection to using their ball for the game. I tossed it to my teammates, and they okayed it. They immediately swept us off our feet, making several baskets before we got our hands on the ball. They controlled the ball and the center and were so well organized that it was just a matter of a few passes to a goal. After the surprise wore off, we did a little better. It was not exactly a debacle, as we garnered most of our free throws and there were quite a few fouls called. That was one phase, the free throws, in which we outclassed Dana. After the game, Alfred invited us and Mr. Debble to his parents' house for a cup of coffee. While here, Mr. Gaidu brought up the subject of us playing a doubleheader while at Dana. He said that they had a good seminary team and he would like to see a game scheduled. He suggested that we play the college on a Friday evening and the seminary team the following Saturday afternoon. We'll see how the Elkhorn College team fares in Blair next time. I'm Michelle McNabb from the Danish Immigrant Museum. Ha' det godt i dag.